Houston is hot, but the people are cool. You're in Rhonda's Lounge listening to Artist of Houston Podcast, a podcast about artists of Houston and beyond. Stick around. It's going to be great. Hi, welcome to Artists of Houston and Beyond, because today I am in Fort Stockton, Texas, way out west Texas, where I'm participating in a COVID-19 2020. Hey, everybody knows this by now, right? And it is a pretty interesting show, and I'm lucky enough right now to meet one of the artists, Sarah Shuttleworth. And this is a very fresh and raw conversation because we literally just met. And I was admiring her piece, unbeknownst to me that it was hers. And it is next to mine. And so I like that. But you also have on the medieval mask.
Thank you.
Yes. And so my first question to her was, do you have any lavender in that mask? But I'll throw that out there. But I also always ask people to tell me if they went to art school, or in this case, what motivated the piece.
Okay. I did not go to art school. This is my first kind of foray into the art world.
Oh, how sweet.
What motivated my piece is I am claustrophobic, and so I struggle with wearing a mask. Why I have the plague doctor mask, because it's a little bit more roomy. So there's just so much information that is out there about wear a mask, don't wear a mask, and it can be so conflicting and confusing to people. And so that's what my whole piece is about, of just the different opinions that are out there, and how sometimes the people that are kind of stuck in the middle feel very conflicted, very confused, very trapped.
Yeah. Are you a writer?
I am.
Okay. See, I would have, after I read, let me describe her piece for you. It is a mannequin type sculpture, a very worried expression on the face, with a mask that has Freedom USA written on it, and this whirlwind tornado of papers. It looks like studies and abstracts and different medical things that is making it very confusing, and it's actually it's coming out of the screen, the television, and it's this is all very awesome. You got it's waved in here, and it's consuming this frantic woman. And then she's holding a paper, which is what I read, which made me think, this girl's a writer. Or I didn't know who it was at the time. But you're describing your panic going to the grocery store.
Yes.
Yeah, just a simple thing. It's not simple in the matter of pandemic, right? In the beginning, we're like, I got to get food. I got to get this and that. So speak to what you wrote.
So sometimes when I go to the store, I'm able to go in and get what I need. No trouble in the mask. But sometimes it's just, I'm repeating to myself over and over what I need to get, and I often forget things. I've had to leave the store a few times just because of panic. And so that's what the piece is about, just to try to go show a glimpse, because sometimes people think it's just real easy to just say, just wear a mask. But sometimes people can't just wear a mask.
Yeah. Okay. So. Well, I felt your panic when I was reading this, and I just think you thought it through so great, and the piece is fantastic.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yes. Okay, I'm also going to speak with the curator of this show, Miss Lori Griffin, and we're going to be here. But Sarah, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Continuing with my conversation about the COVID 2020 exhibit in Fort Stockton, Texas, where Lori Griffin is here with me. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
I want to thank you so much for putting this together and inviting me and including me. It was very special. Her phone call to me was very funny. She was like, okay, this is not a scam. Just want you to know, don't be scared.
Yeah, because it was a cold call, right?
Yeah. It's fine.
And another artist who knows you and knows of your work gave me a call, and they said, I think you should take a look at this artwork. And of course, one look, and I was hooked.
Yeah.
I'm like, this definitely belongs in the installation.
Thank you so much. Again, thank you. And I think it's really cool. Fort Stockton is an underappreciated town. I know Stephen Walker, the the owner of the building, the guy you've worked with, is really interested in increasing awareness of Fort Stockton as a destination on your way to Big Bend or whatever. So you immediately talked to me about your piece, and it was the first of the installation. So why don't you tell me a little bit more about your piece?
Okay, yeah. So the very first piece, when it began, Stephen gave me a call, asked me if I would be interested in showing here, because I do a lot of pop-up events. It was like, hell no. What a time, right? What a time. What the heck?
Right.
I had been trying to connect with him for a while, and I had just finished two shows, and I was working them by myself in the gallery on the square in Alpine, Texas. And I was seeing what was happening. I was selling through the windows already, so I knew how difficult that was, and thought, I just can't. But I reflected on it, and I said, you know what? We need to be relevant. What we need to do is focus on what is around us, because art reflects life. So we should do the COVID-19. So I called him back and said, how about an installation instead of a private show? Let's do COVID-19 2020, and let's invite some West Texas artists and introduce them to Fort Stockton, introduce Fort Stockton to some art, right? Because this town has a lot of wonderful qualities in it, but what it's lacking is stronger art cultural center. And I had watched, there's a place called The Garage, and they were the first place that we did a show, an art show. They brought music, and had watched them close down during COVID. So I was very concerned that the art that has started here would just go away completely. So I thought, let's see if we can bring some artists out. And so that's the first thought. The second thought was, oh no, because the answer was no from everybody.
Yeah.
What are we gonna do? Where do we go from here?
Well, but your piece was inspired by a Banksy painting or mural or...
That's right.
What do you call
He's a muralist.
A mark. What's your a tag?
Tags, right.
See how relevant I am? No. Struggle. Anyway, so talk about
right. That. So I had seen this piece come up. And so this was after I had already decided. I saw this piece come up and it just touched me. It stopped me dead in my tracks. And it's the piece where he did a 2D piece and he snuck in the hospital. I don't think anyone knows, first of all, whether it's a man or a woman. But this piece of art showed up in New York. It was going to be used for a fundraiser for the medical community. And I was very moved by that and moved by the fact that it would probably do just that, raise a lot of money. And I thought, I wonder if I could do that in 3D. And that to begin, and maybe it will inspire. And I literally started trying to reach out to him, her, and I really couldn't reach anyone until I said, I am interested in buying a piece. Yeah, I might have been a little misleading. But I wanted to make sure I had permission to take it to a 3D.
Yeah.
And I told them what I was going to do. And so it ended out working that the answer was yes.
Lori, I'm sure you would buy that piece if you had that money, right?
I mean... I would.
It's that's the truth. So
it's black and white. Have you seen it? People should go look it up.
Okay.
Just look up New York City fundraiser and look up the little boy with the doll.
Okay.
And so that's what I did. The next thing was we could find no mannequins if we already didn't have enough problems. So I had a friend who had a 7-year-old son, and I said, let's ask him if he would be willing to model for us. So that mannequin came off of a live little boy. His name is Ryder, and he wanted to keep that piece so bad. And it's his clothes, it's his body, it's his posture. And we put a little nurse in his hand. Now that nurse is not made by me, it's by Sally. And she is a local West Texas artist, and she's a textile artist. So I called her up and said, you know, the show, what everyone's going to be looking at is that nurse. So I don't want to just take a regular doll. Can you do one? And so she made two, one for sale and one for show. And it's a beautiful piece. If you look at it up close, it's incredible workmanship.
Well, it's signifying the nurse right. I guess, as something that a
hero.
That a child would play with or admire. So that's
right. I love
very sweet.
About the piece that was so strong was the heroes are put in the little bin next to the boy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Spider-Man, Batman, and the new hero, which is why it's called New Hero, is in the hand and the child's playing with it. And I love that because the truth of the matter is we have heroes all around us.
We do, yeah.
And we just don't necessarily acknowledge them.
No.
And so a good thing and a positive spin on all this was that we were now appreciating.
Correct.
People.
All the Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Kroger, H-E-B, every food handler that was keeping us going. To me, those were the real heroes. So exactly. That was super, super. So you've done a fantastic job on you. I know you have a very interesting background in biomechanics and so a very clinical background. And we could talk about that all day long too, but we're talking about art today. But you've done a fantastic job getting people together, doing the production and the promotion of the event. You've made me feel really comfortable and I'm really happy to be part of it. And you're part of a gallery in Alpine.
Yeah, that's Gallery on the Square. So in this West Texas area, we have something that is called Big Bend Art Council. And that's all the artists. You don't have to be in Alpine to be a part of it. You can be in West Texas. And it's quite a substantial number of artists in this area. It's kind of interesting. So we gather together and we have a gallery that represents the region and artwork. And that's in Alpine, Texas. So I'm a part of that. And some of the artists here are also a part of it. And a lot of them are not, of course. It's a very diverse group. And right next to that gallery on the square, there's a gallery called Catchlight, which is also local artists. And some of those are the Big Bend Art Council.
Okay.
So I know a lot. I do a lot of pop-up events in different states and in different cities.
Okay.
And so I'm used to working with artists. Yeah. You know, they have their own temperament.
You're a go-getter though, from my first impressions, and that you are able to make it happen, put people together, see a big picture. So I appreciate all your efforts. And if anybody is in Big Bend or heading to Big Bend, you definitely need to visit the other areas, towns, Alpine being one, which I know a lot about Alpine because my daughter went to school there. There's actually a college, Sol Ross University. And the painting instructor from Sol Ross is our connection, Carol Farley. Right. She has a piece in here.
That's a self-portrait.
Okay.
Now you'll have to take a better look at that.
Well, I know I was asking my daughter. She has some cards in there. Katie interpreted for me. So we're going to get with Carol and see if we're right. But it was like the at risk is what I think is she was trying to. Yeah. I was following her all along, too. I'll tell this little funny thing, too. She said the way she knew she didn't contract COVID each night was by her and her husband would get in their hot tub and they would smell their beer. And if they smelled their beer, they thought they were okay. I thought that was so funny.
That is great.
Yeah. That's Carol. She's a lot of fun. I'm really appreciative that she connected us and got all this going. So,
yeah. Well, thank you.
My podcast has been going on for a little bit of time. I usually talk to artists in Houston, but I met a guy in line going to France and I went to his apartment and interviewed him. So I like to say Houston and beyond. But if there's anything anyone should know, I can tell you right now, the address of this place is 209 First West Street, Fort Stockton, Texas. And if you're in Houston, you're going to have to drive about 8.5 hours to get here, right?
If you drive fast.
Probably 9.5. And then another hour to Alpine and another half hour to Marfa and another hour and a half to Big Bend or Tulingua. But if you are in Texas and you haven't been to these areas, shame on you is all I have to say. So do an art trek, a nature trek, and do that type of thing. So any recommendations, Laurie, for people if they come out to West Texas?
Well, you have to go to the Big Bend National Park and the state park. You know, a lot of people don't even realize that they're side by side, those two.
Right.
And the difference is, if you're a hardcore hiker and know how to read a map, and you should have a map, I recommend the state park. You can take a dog on leash. It's a little more wild. It's less people. And then the Big Bend National Park, of course. The big number one mistake people make when they come to West Texas, because there's so much to do here, and they can call me. I'll give them all kinds of recommendations.
Okay.
Is they don't have enough time.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't even get to that national park in a day.
No. And we've been coming out here for 20 years. We had a friend in Fort Davis. We didn't mention Fort Davis. Fort Davis is another great town. It's like a little triangle.
We've got a Fort Davis artist here also.
Oh, great. Yeah. I heard you talking about it. And Lori is doing live feeds, and I'm sure they're recorded on Facebook. So you can go and look on Facebook to catch up with everything we're talking about now. And on artistsofhouston.com, I'll put in the show notes all the info so you can reach Lori Griffin.
And the one thing that we haven't really talked about to anybody, we'll just talk about it now.
A scoop.
Okay. Give you a scoop.
Okay.
So we begin with the little boy and his new hero, and he's playing. And we end with the little girl.
Right.
Have you seen the piece?
Yes.
I know it's a very controversial piece.
Yes.
But as of date, right now, 3,353 children from an analysis. I know how to do analysis from my background and research.
Yeah.
At least, that's probably a low number, have died in the United States from the virus. And a lot of people don't think that children are being affected.
Right.
So the last piece that is only for here, only for a walkthrough, is called Baby Girl, and it's in loving memory.
Okay. It's very powerful. And I can tell you from being a pediatric nurse that it's accurate. What she did was, the figure is a little bit deformed from the ravages of the disease. She's got the COVID fingers and she's got some of the other involvement. And she has put it in, you have to sign the guest book as if you were attending a funeral,
right,
and go through a curtain and observe the body. So it's a little off-putting, but it's an art show, so you're
strong.
Yeah, it's great. So
strong.
Congratulations on pulling it off. I know you were.
That was horrible. For the first 2 days when I took that 1930 beautiful doll, you know, a collector, and I made the clay and I made it rough, and I had talked with over, 10 people, but three people that I took detailed notes on to try to replicate it. I cried. I'm not gonna lie. I bawl like a baby.
You went through something.
Yeah.
Preparing too.
Yeah.
So that makes the best art is when the artist puts their heart into it. I think it's de facto that artist ends up in work. Like, you don't even know it. You just know you got to do it, and then you see all. You're like, ah. Well, that's my experience. I'm sort of like a goober artist, I suppose, where I just do it, and afterwards I'm like, oh, I was trying to work something out or something like that. Yeah. But
well, I think this is all about healing, and that's why I told Channel 7 that honestly, artists are healing here, and I think people come and see it can heal, so we can move on. And I think, you know, with the nurses, and it's all about healing. It's this really strong. I mean, all the pieces are so extraordinarily and so different, right? Their point of view are so different, from anger to compassion to fear.
Right.
To healing. I mean, they're all here. All 32 points of view are right here. Right. So,
well, again, congratulations and thank you for including me. How long will the show be up? It is in the works. Lori, I'm not joking, has really been a little powerhouse in everything, all her efforts. And then in the beginning, this show is supposed to travel. For right now, it's here. For how long, and if people...
So what we're doing is we're working out details in different states, different galleries, and different museums. So they'll need to follow along. We have the event itself that will update. When we move the pieces, we will be listing where they'll be going to, so people can follow them and follow what happens, because it's gonna spread like the virus, right? That's the underlying concept. And we also have a album that anyone's welcome to share. It's an installation, so people can share the word. Maybe we'll end up in Houston.
I hope so, yeah. I'm always thinking about venues for helping out with that, so yeah.
We do know we're going west and east at the same time. It will literally split and go to different directions. As you know, some of the pieces are extraordinary and huge.
Right, and difficult to travel, so that will be the challenge.
They're delicate.
Yeah.
Very delicate, some of them. That's why this was such a cool place for people to come, so they could see the origin, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And because not all of it will make its way.
Yeah.
So they have, what do they have, a number of hours right now before they can get here?
Well, that's okay. Hurry, run. Again, thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Today was a little impromptu podcast that I put together as I was a part of the COVID 2020 show in Fort Stockton. I appreciate Lori Griffin's efforts in putting everything together. Please go to artistsofhouston.com for details in the show notes, how to reach all the people I spoke with, and details about the roving installation of COVID 2020. Thank you guys. Please subscribe. Send me some love and comments. Loving comments on the Instagram page, Artists of Houston, and just stick around. Thank you.